Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Lamed Dalet. We left off yesterday. Gemara had a memory about his Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbat Peh, and things that are bepeh, were given bepeh, should be given bepeh, should be learned bepeh, and not bepeh. So the Gemara now continues this discussion with Machlokes Amorayim. Yochanan Bar Yehuda and Bar Shimon, Chanama, one says that the pasuk that was mentioned. We mentioned yesterday, if you shemarta, if you watch, you protect what the Torah that was given in the mouth, Torah Shabbat, then shemarta mashab ksav, and you also protect and you watch what's b'ksav, what was given in Torah Shabbat ksav, I'll make a bris with you, in lav, and if not, and I'm not going to make a bris with you. In other words, the way you read the pasuk is that disagreed with Rav Shmuel and Nachman's explanation in the end of yesterday's daf, and that the din was that the bris was given only on Torah Shabbosav, on Torah Shabbat, not Torah Shabbosav, and but he's saying now that both of these are important, and the bris was dependent. Continuing on the particular limud of Torah Shabbat Ksav and Torah Shabbat Peh, to watch, to protect both of those laws, and if you follow each of those laws, then you'll have a bris. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you a return the bris that promised, and if not, then ain't atonos schar. You're not going to get schar for doing. That's why the Karbon Eved explains that we said in Parshas Ekev, Mshama Tishmur es Kol Mitzvah Azos. That refers to Liban HaTorah Shabbat Peh, and he's also a din of Torah Shabbat, and both of those have to be Shomar Bris before HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karisich HaBris Yisrael, says the Prey Moshe, Lamdeinu Damasha Ato Meshach Makayim L'Shteyim, Kak Im Yisrael Makayim L'Shteyim, Hikab HaSchach Kamoch. They'll get Schar only at that point if both of them are Makuyah. That's the way the Prey Moshe learns the Gemara. Other Mephoshim learn a little bit differently, but the Gemara continues in another psukim where we see this idea from Torah Shabbat Ksav and Torah Shabbat Peh. In the pasuk, Aleim Kol Devarim. The pasuk says that on them all the words will be given. Aleim Kol Devarim. What does that mean? I'm Yishur ben Levi. What's Aleim? Aleim? What's Aleim? Va'aleim. Lashon says, Ead Vav. The Torah adds the word Va'aleim. Va. I tell you, Kol B'Kachol. Whenever the Torah says simply all, it means all. We add Kachol, not Kol, but Kol, Kachol. Devarim is had devarim. We hit on those words. So which means, what is the Torah telling us? Mikra, when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah, he got Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Be'agada. He got all these things that were given in the Torah, Darshan of the Pasuk, that all these things were given, not just Torah Shabbat, but Torah Shabbat Peh, and Agada, Talmud, etc. I feel Masha Talmud, Vasek, Asid Lairas. Now that even what a future Talmud is going to learn Torah, will eventually Paskin like him, Kavan Yemelo, was already told Moshe Mi-Sinai. It was already told Moshe Mi-Sinai, says the Karbon Eda, these things were given to Psukim, all of them are added, all of them are given over in Har Sinai, even Talmud Vasik, whatever in the Chedushi Torah are going to be later, Mi-Mispatil, were given over, that will be included in what's called Alocha Moshe Mi-Sinai. The Moshe Rabbeinu was given that as well in Har Sinai. So the Gemara, how did it say? Stayed in the pasuk, what written? Yesh davar sheyomer re'eda davar chadash. See, there's something that's given. This is new. The chaver mashivo. And the friend answers him, "Kvar yilomer mashivo." No, it's not new. It's already existed in the days before us, the time of Moshe Mi-Sinai. It was already revealed to Moshe. Chaver mashivo. And the Torah explains, this is what the Torah is telling us, that the parts that look, this is new. It's not new. It already existed, and this is the drasha that we understand. That the was given over to Klal Yisrael to understand that all of it was given, all of Torah was given over, and nothing was held back from Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's something that all of Klal Yisrael is aware of and was taught as well. Moshe Rabbeinu taught them over the Torah; he transmitted all of them as well. The Torah, all the Torah, the Agada, Gemara, etc., etc. But the Chidushim that were given over, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's unique privilege to get that Torah, and that was really limited to Moshe Rabbeinu, and later each generation would come out and give their own Chidushim as to what they would say, that would be part of what they said. This is what the Karbon Eved seems to have learned the Gemara's Drasha. Even things that are higher from the sun, divrei Torah, isavater, ain't ze kadosh, nothing is new. Al karcha loma shekvar yilam. It's already there. Moshe Rabbeinu taught it. It's the way that someone responds is something. I have something new, and the friend answers that no, it's not new. It was already given in the world, and it's already known in the world. Halacha Moshe Misenai. Continues the Gemara. Gemara continues the drasha. We have a lot more. I look back to the Gemara and it says the two people agreed to Megillah, and it's not a stira. We don't say steak and kol steak halos mishtamshim, but we can't do it together. Listen over here. My little brother says, "Oh, you're shnayim kara in the Torah. You can't have two people reading the Torah. One reads the Torah and one person's translating the Torah. That you can't do. Can't do that. Why not? I'm a zayim. They have bracha. If we get because of the bracha, two people read the Torah. Each one has to say a bracha. And Maisa, one person reads the Torah and the bracha. It's really an extra bracha." Because you're really just reading the Torah one time. Kabbalah explains it's an extra bracha. And is it a bracha? Well, why do you have only one? One would be enough. Because the bracha is enough. One bracha is it's enough, the bracha. Because one bracha is enough, you're reading the Torah once. It's only the tikkun. You don't get the required bracha. So what does it mean that both would get bracha? L'chaira, you can't make bracha both in the same reading. You can't have two brachas. So the Gemara says that the and again, there's another Gemara. Continually, we find other than two brachos, two people say two brachos on the one mitzvah. It's like you're saying for two different gods, two different people. You're saying the bracha to. Thank Hashem, you're saying two places. That's where bracha seems to explain it. When I said, "No, we don't like that," we don't like that. You can have two people talk about. He's like, "Maybe bracha." Can't say because of bracha. The Turkin doesn't say a bracha. Because you can't have two people read. There's two sounds that's going to one's ear at the same time. When two people are saying the same thing at the same time, you can't hear clearly both of them. You only can hear one of them. Says the carbon Ada, you can't hear both. You can't hear both because you can't hear because the Lamaisa, it's trekol lamishnai. It's not possible, humanly possible, for a person to discern two kolos. One ear, only trekol, only you can have two voices going. Maybe you're not going to be yotze. You're not going to be yotze. So Gemara says that that won't be yotze. So Gemara says that igun they shave kavshe and shakosh nekudachas bazecha. They won't be able to go in, and that's why we don't use it. Says the Gemara that there is another cheshbon why we do this. I'll explain what the reason why it would work over here and why it won't work in other places. The way it explains, Rashi explained the reason why Torah is you can't do it. With this you can. Shnei is the Torah, and Nashon Mechon Navi. Two people can read the Torah, two people can read the Navi. That's the difference. What's the reason why? Why Torah yes and not no? I rule across the Torah. Because Alaka reading the Torah from the Torah, it was Masakim and Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though the two of them, you can't hit, stay close, you can't do. However, it was read by two people that you could do. We allowed them to read. It was two different. Moshe Rabbeinu was Geyser, and and Ezra Seifer was Geyser. So therefore, you have, to, in a sense, two different Sivuyim. And therefore, the luck is, you can read it. You can read together. It says, says the Pnei Moshe. Hi, Christo. You have to Torah said to read it. So if you have two people reading it, it's a chov on you to read it. So therefore, you can have two people. But Navi is not a chov. Hey, Christo, Navi. That you can't do it. There's no reading from a Navi. We were masakin to read Navi. That was only done later. Chazal did it only later when they couldn't read the Sefer Torah. They added to read the Navi. Well, there's no, therefore, you're not going to, you can't have Terei Koli. What's the Chesron? Says the Pnei Moshe. In the Torah, which is a Chiyav, everyone knows it's a Chiyav, derived from Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra, they're going to do with their best to go ahead and pay close attention to be able to discern each Kol different. You're able to hear one Kol clearly. Because, yeah, I know it's important. And Navi, which is only Chatan Chachamim, they will miss a second later, people are not going to be died. It's hard to hear two voices at one time. So you're not going to pay attention. You're not going to bother to try to focus on the Nachi, because it's not that significant. It's not that important. Sak the Gemara, that the Tami Lena Braisa, one people with one Tagam. You can have two people with them. You can have three people. But Navi, you can have one Tagam and one reading. You can have one also and two Mitagam. But you can't have two reading and one Mitagam. But you can have both. You can have two of them. You can have two people reading it. Megillah is the only one that you can have any format we allow it to hit kokol mishtamshi. We say, what the Gemara is explaining, because it's chaviv. If you can have any form you want, you can have two people reading and one reading and two matargims. Any way you want to do it, you could be yotze, makriyas megillah, because it's something that is more chashiv and more chaviv, and therefore we'll be able to do that. I'm going to say it again. So there was the idea of reading a targum that used to have a targum in megillah. Megillah says that its own targum. And Mela, therefore, you'll be able to read it together. Now, again, what's the idea? It says, become Neida, Shekarben, Shetagam, Enuel, Shmila, Nashima, only for them. They don't, Targum, Lashon, Lazab, about them. They don't understand the Hebrew, so they have to listen to Kaddish. They only have to listen to Targum, so they'll understand. But Nevi'im, and I'm not so much to understand the detail. That's why you can't do it. But Megillah is so important that everyone understands, because Afenoi, Bios, and Ace, as we said earlier, they have to understand it. So if you can't, won't understand Lashon HaKodesh, they listen to the Targum and the Lashon Bavli, or whatever language that they would understand, and therefore that would be permitted for them to do. Says the Gemara in the Braisa, and Lashon, we have the whole Gemara as a Shaila. Is Targum Ma'akev? What do you say? You have to have Targum? Targum is not Ma'akev. I'm Yosef, man, I talk. I mean, I'm a bun in Afghanistan, so I really love Targum. We see the Chachamim said to go out of town, we go ahead to read the Torah on the fast day. They don't use a Targum. They don't use a Targum. They just read the Torah itself. You see, if Targum was so Iker, they would have to read it as well. How did you know the Targum Ma'akev? So you see, the Chachamim is not Ma'akev. Otherwise, they would have to read it. I mean, I forgot the Yomei Targum Ma'akev, Torah Maksirina. So if he made a mistake, you have to go back. Even though Targum is not Ma'akev. If I write it, then when you go out to bring the Torah to read in the Tainus, then the Tainus square, they don't do Matar game. However, it says, but it's not Ma'akev. If you made a mistake in the Targum, the translator, you'd have to go ahead and be Maksir. You have to go ahead and read it over. You have to go to that. If you made a mistake, you'd have to go back and repeat it. So therefore, the one said, even though that's not so, not so much Tam Akiv, it still requires you to do it correctly. If you didn't do it correctly, you would have to go back. So Akta Gemara, what does that mean? One had a Targum translating what he was saying. He said the word mana. What was the mistake that he made? Says the Korban Eida, Hayamachsa Targum Tirgum Veshameis Batonaksiv. By Bakurim, he put into a basket. So he said the word mana instead of the word of tana. Instead of the word of a basket, he said the word of tana. He translated incorrectly. When it says, you know, that you have to put into a basket, a wooden basket, and the other types of things are no good. So it has to be very meduyak, in a wooden basket, not in a regular kli, because that would parcel it. So Gemara said that was no good. Another one said that the translator had to go back. What is the mistake he made? He said matzahs with greens. Instead of matzahs al marorim, he said yakurainim. Also, you know, that's what it means. But Pesach has to be eaten with matzah maror, but the word was incorrect. Had to use the correct word. Eotzen will be yarek tishma mimera, less than shemulayah, because it's not the correct word to use. Yeah, Maroyan, you have to use the word Maroyan, not the word of not Yakrainan. Lo Yadina, we don't know which one said, which of the two Chachamim said the one, corrected the first. Both of them had to correct the Matar game. We don't know which one had the problem with the Yakrainan instead of Maroyan, or the one who had Mana instead of Tena. We don't know which one had which one said. Look about a Bikurim bringing in a bowl of silver, and you bring it in a bowl of silver into the carry the Bikurim in a kli of silver. Can you do that? Mar says, Maksamana. He would say, may see Maksamana, we almost learn. And if he says to say basket, because it'd be confusing. If you say mana, a kli, I think you can take it in a silver kli. So Badafka, he made it. It should be Dafka, Batana, in a basket, with slow in a basket. Another Mar said, no. A big Maksamana, the translator said, fattened doves, instead of Toirin, the Torah says, Bene Yoina. What the Bene said, Torah Bene Toirin. He said it the wrong way. Someone says, therefore, it was also incorrect. What was incorrect? Someone says that Matagim Turim and Yoina Petima Bene Tairin. The spot was already after was fattened up. But according to that, wasn't fattened up. So you must say, you can say it correctly, not to say the one that the Kli that was incorrect, because it was made two mistakes. Number one, they were smaller in age. We're not talking about different, that they're sons of the original ones. The Mashal B'nei Torah is Mashal, that it's the father and the sons of the bird. But no, it's not the meaning. It means they're smaller. And once again, it's not fattened doves, that it's not fattened up. Even without that, it's going to be considered good. So therefore, use the wrong word. And the Torah b'nei Torin, and not to say patima b'nei Torin, that would be incorrect. It was the wrong way to say it. So he corrected him as well. Gemara says, what do we know that Torah should be, you have to, what do you know that Torah says you have to read it, should be publicly, you have to metargim, you have to translate it. And I didn't go to talk, because metargim is important. When you read the Torah publicly, you have to have metargim. So Gemara says, you see, by Ezra, and Ezra had the katakoy, you could say the Torah, so look at my first, somebody could be even a giver. He went and understood the reading, which means understood the reading, what does that mean? It means the pasuk in, and we saw in Nehemiah that they had to translate. What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? He read about Torah Selakim. It's the Mikra. It's the Mikra. Mephorosh, the Targum. This means the Targum. Some Sechel, the wisdom of the time. These are the timing. These are the trop. If you're the Mikra, Semasaris. This refers to the proper pronunciation of each word. Oh, not to mispronounce it. Yesha Omer Meilua Kariyam. These are words to the idea of each Pasuk had to be when it starts and when it ends. Had to be the Kariyam. Says the Kerman Eida, Eida Eichon Davatota, where does it go? The Pesukim Otevis doesn't have any point. It has to be stopped with Maila Mata, with the word, is a letter, does the word go with the Pasuk before the next Pasuk? You have to know when to stop and when to start a new Pasuk. That was what the correct Yeshomim. And some say, it refers to Yeshomim, it refers to Elu Rashi Pesukim, the beginning of the Pasuk, to know when the Pesukim to end, when the Pesukim begin, when to have a break between the Pesukim, that's a Eichon of Sukim. Where do you stop between the one Pasuk and the next Pasuk is what they had to go to Timat Matakim. Tumat Sidipso, that he was reading Tumat Ezra Sefer, that's where we see the source of reading the Torah with this Targum. So Rashi Malkanan, now, I feel the regular but Torah of Ezra, even if one person is fluent in Torah as Ezra Sefer was, Lo Yai Hoge Befib, the Kaisev. He shouldn't write it by mouth. And he shouldn't write the psukim. He said the psukim by heart. Akor mashak zab. I read it from the text he wrote. Kamashan han wrote. That says by Baruch Neriah. The Talmud of Yirmiyo Anavi. The pivkara called from me. From his mouth he heard all these things. When he kosev al sefer dio. He wrote it down in a scroll with ink. So in other words, even though you know the whole Torah, Ezra know the whole Torah by heart. He himself was Ezra al-Saif. He knew how to do it. But even a sefer that knows the whole Torah should not just write it by pair, remembering the words and write it, but write it as written down and take it off what's written down already. That's the proper, not do it by heart, but do it from copying as the Neri, as the son of, as the Talmud of Yirmiyahu HaNavi did, where he went ahead, he listened to the Yirmiyahu's Nevuah that he gave to Klal Yisrael, and he went ahead and he took it and he wrote it down, and from there he read it. So you have to write it down, don't do it by heart. That's what he says. So the Kabbalah explains. That's what he did over there as well. Only from the Sefer he read it. That's how he did it. So that's what we see it from. Faith to Gemara. Is that so? We know in the Brayis, there was no Megillah written in Hebrew. So he went ahead and wrote by heart, and he wrote it, and he read it, and he wrote the whole thing. If you don't see it, you don't have to copy from a text. Even by heart, you could do it. So Gemara says, he wrote it from his heart. So, you see, you don't have to have it. So how can he do it? So the Gemara says, Emily Mishakaki came in right. There was Sasakaki. He was in a place. He had no Megillah, except he had to write it. He had no choice. He didn't have a place to take it from. So Shasakaki, he had to do it in a Konami. So he did it by heart. But now Shasakaki, he shouldn't do it by heart. That's what the Mishasakaki, Shlo Yele Megillah, he had no other Megillah. So he can't bring a Raya from him, from my mayor, because it was Sasakaki did it. But otherwise, he shouldn't do it by heart. So the Gemara, he wrote two Megillahs. One he wrote by heart, and the second one he wrote from, they looked at the first one, and he wrote it. Then he went and hid the first one. Because he only read the second one. You know, since the first one, maybe there was a mistake. There's something was written by Peh, so Faker, is the answer to the Kasha. He wrote two, and one he wrote by Peh, because he had no other one to look at. And then he wrote the second one based on the first one. But then he hid the first one, and the one he used was the second one. Because the one who reads by, he wrote a sefer, Megillah, by heart, is not, you can't use it. He put it away. He's not supposed to use it. It's not right to do it that way. He doesn't agree with the Teretz B'Shat Sechaki. You're allowed to do it. He says Sechaki couldn't do it. But he did it, and then he read from the one that was taken off taken off the copy that he read did by heart. But that was possible because it was done by Peh. That you can't do. So at the Gemara, I'm able to write the entire Torah by heart. The Torah was forgotten. I could go ahead and do the whole thing. I could restore it by heart. If all the Torahs were missing, no one would say the Torahs, I could do it by heart. It says the Korban Eidah. Moses, what did he say? He did it. Bucky Bekal Yakol and he gave to Kol Torah about that. The whole Torah. Bucky Bekal on the Koseros and Yiseros. I know everything. Chassu Mishdaka Torah Yisrael. I can be back and I could go ahead and I could write it. That'll be returned. That'll be there. That everybody will that will put in all the things that were missing. I'll be able to write Bapet. Here, Bamar Amach, he said, Yakol and Yakol Kol Kriya. I could go ahead and write the entire all the Torah in Moses and for the price only of two mana. And those, you know, it, when it says I can arrange it as minimal expense, I can do it. How would he do it? So I would bring my message to those. We'd purchase flax for two mana. So the kids would lay. We'd go sow it and then harvest it. Over the chavli, we'd go make bundles, take it into ropes and tie it. Tavas tavi, and take those nets, he would capture deer. Kotskal kriya mishkan, slaughter the deer and write everything, all the whole entire Torah on the parchment, those skins, from their hearts. Shemam Rebbe heard that. Ashri ador shatim zav. Fortunate generation, you're both in it. In other words, that you both are able to have such great people. Yishmael Yossi was so chid that he was able to go ahead and do this. It will do everything, be able to do all this, all these things. Take the parchment and the kill an animal, the deer, take it and shecht it and use it to go ahead and write it and be able to write the entire thing. So Baruch Hashem at their generation then have their in, that they're able to go ahead and write all of this and do that together. There was a shvach to the must be the generation that you're in, that you have such proficiency, says the Korban Eidah. He knew that they were praising him, that would come from there, that the Sovereign Kulturub, Nosan Sov Misha Sofer, Lakshlom Yisrael was a tremendous bracha that they have, says the Kupnei Moshe, Lamadim in Aksal Vrecha Torah. We had this in the Gemara earlier. They wouldn't take from there. They wouldn't write from there. But they knew it, that the way to do it is, that's the way, and knew not to look, not to do it in a way that you shouldn't do it by Peh, unless you did it on a separate one, because otherwise you can't use it. That was a Chokhmah, they were able to do it. So the Torah would be Mishtaka B'Yisrael, it was a tremendous Maila, and he was praising them. Continue from the Gemara tomorrow here about the brachas that you make before and after the Megillah.